Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani Mabra Avram Goldar and today Masechus Baba Kama Daf Yud Zayin, the end of the first parak Arba Avos and the beginning of the second parak Ketzad Regel. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk Hashrechem Zori Al Komayim Vashalchei Regel Hashor V'Chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches Kol Osik B'Torah Gemilas Hasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, Zochel Nachos Shnei Shvatim, merits the inheritance of two Shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents Psukim demonstrating that Zriya alludes to Tzedakah and that Mayim alludes to Torah. He then explains the inheritance merited. Zochel Akilok Yosef, he merits a canopy, meaning glory like Yosef, Zochel Nachos Yisachar, and merits the inheritance, meaning the wealth of Yisachar, and quotes Psukim to support each. Alternatively, Oivav Nofim Lefanav Ki Yosef, his enemies fall before him like Yosef fell before him, Vezochel Abina Ki Yisachar, and merits understanding like Yisachar. Point number two, the second parak begins, Ketzad Regel Muadas, regarding what is the foot of an animal muad, Lashaber B'derech Hilucha, to break things on the way of its walking. Later it says, Sheyutz Rois Menatazin Metachas Raglel, if pebbles are shooting out from under its feet, and it broke utensils, Meshalom Chatzi Nezek, the owner pays half of the damages. Similarly, if it stepped on a kli and broke it, and a piece of it fell on a second kli and broke it, he would pay full damages of the first and half of the second, whose damage was indirect. The Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the laws of Tzroros is a machlokas. The first is a case of ordinary Tzroros and a hog, which was digging and caused pebbles of fine damage. The second speaks of chickens which were fluttering, and wind from their wings broke utensils. The third describes chickens stirring up earth that damaged food. In all three, the Tanakhama obligates paying half damages, and Sumkus requires full payment. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kugufadami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold v'chatzi nezek tzroros hilchos gemirah. Half damage payment for tzroros was received as a halacha Moshe Mesinai. And point number three, Rama asked, Darsa al-Kli v'oshvaratu, if an animal trampled the Kli but did not break it immediately, when he's galgul makom acher v'nishbar, and it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what is the halacha? Basmi karazlina v'guvehu, do I follow the beginning of the process, and it is thus the animal's body which broke the Kli? Odimu basu tvarmana azlina v'tzrorzlinu, or do I follow the moment of the Kli's breaking, and it would be tzroros? The more I said, this question can be resolved from Rabba's ruling. Zar Kli Marosha Gag, if one threw a Kli from the top of a roof, Uba Acher V'Shvar B'Mako Pater, and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is Pater from paying Damrinu Le Mana Tavir Tavar, because we say to him he has merely broken an already broken Kli. Since we consider the Kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. The Gemara concedes that Rava's ruling would resolve Rava's inquiry, but Rava himself was uncertain about Rava's ruling. So once again, the three points are: number one, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk, Ashrechem Zori Al Komayim, Vashalchei Regel Hashor V'Chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches Kol Osik B'Torah Gemilas Hasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, Zochel Nachos Shnei Shvatim, merits the inheritance of two Shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents Psukim demonstrating that Zriya alludes to Tzedakah and that Mayim alludes to Torah. He then explains the inheritance merited. Zochel Akilok Yosef, he merits a canopy, meaning glory like Yosef, Zochel Nachos Yisachar, and merits the inheritance, meaning the wealth of Yisachar, and quotes Psukim to support each. Alternatively, Oivav Nofim Lefanav Ki Yosef, his enemies fall before him like Yosef fell before him, Zochel Abina Ki Yisachar, and merits understanding like Yisachar. Point number two, the second parak begins, Ketzad Regel Muadas, regarding what is the foot of an animal muad, Lashaber B'derech Hilucha, to break things on the way of its walking. Later it says, Sheyutz Rois Menatazin Metachas Raglel, if pebbles are shooting out from under its feet, and it broke utensils, Meshalom Chatzi Nezek, the owner pays half of the damages. Similarly, if it stepped on a Kli and broke it, and a piece of it fell on a second Kli and broke it, he would pay full damages of the first and half of the second, whose damage was indirect. The Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the laws of Tzroros is a machlokas. The first is a case of ordinary Tzroros and a hog, which was digging and caused pebbles of fine damage. The second speaks of chickens which were fluttering, and wind from their wings broke utensils. The third describes chickens stirring up earth that damaged food. In all three, the Tanakhama obligates paying half damages, and Sumkus requires full payment. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kugufadami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold v'chatzi nezek tzroros hilchos gemirah. Half damage payment for tzroros was received as a halacha Moshe Mesinai. And point number three, Rama asked, Darsal Kli Boshvaratu, if an animal trampled the Kli but did not break it immediately, when his Galgul Makum Acher Nishbar and it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what is the halacha? Basmi Karazlina Bugufehu, do I follow the beginning of the process and it is thus the animal's body which broke the Kli? Or do I follow the moment of the Kli's breaking and it would be Tsroros? The more I said, this question can be resolved from Rava's ruling. Zar Kli Marosha Gag, if one threw a Kli from the top of a roof, and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pater from paying damrinule mana tavira tavar, because we say to him he has merely broken an already broken kli. Since we consider the kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. The Gemara concedes that Rava's ruling would resolve Rava's inquiry, but Rava himself was uncertain about Rava's ruling. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud Zayin. Our standard simmer is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield. While one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed them with a bat on the way down. Once again, slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk, Hashreichem zorei al kol mayim, mishalchei regel ashtor v'chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches kol osik b'tor gemilas chasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, zochel enachlus shnei shvatim, merits the inheritance of two shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents psukim demonstrating that zriah aludes to tzedaka and that mayim aludes to Torah. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the law of tzroros is a machlokas whether one pays half or full damages, one case being that of a hog which was digging and caused pebbles to fly and damage. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kagufo dami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold, v'chetzi nezik tzroros hilchos gemirila, half damage payment for tzroros was received as a halacha hosh misinai. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, while one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed them with a bat on the way down, which reminds us, Rava asked, if an animal trampled a kli but didn't break it immediately, and then it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what's the halacha? Basim mikar, do we follow the beginning of the process, and it's therefore the animal's body which broke the kli? Or do we follow the moment of the kli's breaking and it beats Sroros? The Gemara asks that this question can be resolved from Rava's ruling, Zar Kli Marosha Dug, if one threw a kli from the top of a roof and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pater from paying Damrinule Manatavir Tabar, because we say to him, he's merely broken an already broken kli. Since we consider the kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. So once again, the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, while one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed him with a bat on the way down. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazar. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy whose first ever shlamim, which was a tam gourd, making mechayev to pay half damages from the meat, but not from the emorim, which reminds us Rabbi Abba said, shlamim sheziku, if a shlamim animal which is a tam damages, gova mesarin, he may collect half damages from its meat, which the owner normally eats, veina gova me emoran, but cannot collect from its emorim, the part sacrificed on the mizbeach. Although this seems obvious, since emorim are brought on the mizbeach, Rabbi Abba meant he cannot even collect from the meat corresponding to the value of the emorim, which cannot be collected, and only collects half of the meat. So the bar mitzvah boy, whose first ever shlamim, which was a tam gourd, making him chayav to pay half damages on the meat, but not from the Emorim, was in the midst of admitting to a rabbi it was Nechasim Yuchadim and not Hefker, which reminds us the Mishnah and Daf Tes Amud Beis taught that damage payments only applied to Nechasim Yuchadim, privately owned properties, and three interpretations are given, the second one being Prat L'Nichsei Hefker. The Mishnah is excluding ownerless properties. The Gemara explains the cases where an ownerless animal damaged an owned one and someone else acquired it. The damaged party has no claim to the animal, which was unowned at the time of the damage. So the bar mitzvah boy whose first ever shlamim, which was a tam gourd, making mechayev to pay half damages on the meat, but not the Emorim, was in the midst of admitting to a rabbi it was Nechasim Yuchadim and not Hefker, when all of a sudden he noticed the pet goat was eating the Nizak's produce in the chatzar his family jointly owned with the Nizak, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if a jointly owned chatzar is exempt from Shein and Regel. Daf Yadal, so the Simur Daf Yadal is a yad hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, juggler, that must be on Daf Yadal, yad hand. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar designated for fruit, but not oxen, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the case of a chatzar, which is miucheres peres venu miucheres shvarim, designated for produce, but not for oxen. Since oxen are not permitted to be ridden by the partners of this chatzar, the damage is considered to take place in another's field, and one is liable for shein and regel. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar, designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists several rules about payments of damages, and the Gemara explains each one. The first is shum kesef. Payment is based on monetary assessment. Rabbi Yehuda explains, shum zeh lo yael bekesef. Their assessment of damages should only be based on the amount of money lost. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar, designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act. For the yesomim who only pay their father's obligations from land they inherited, not metaltli. Which reminds us, the next phrase in the Mishnah is shavah kesef. Payment is made with something worth money. A brayse explains it means that payment is only from nechasim sheish machrayis, meaning land. Still, if the damaged party went first and seized metaltli, movable items, basin govin lomahen, basin collects for him from them. In a brayse we learn regarding orphans of the responsible party, they only pay the father's obligations from land they inherited, and not metaltli. Daf tezvav, so the simon daf tezvav is a fruit bowl because tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the simon more distinct. So here goes. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, that must be one daf tezvav. Tu B'Shvat relates to fruit bowl. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that women are also chayv in damages in monetary law as well in liability for their murder. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because of chetzi nezek kanas, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palkan niska, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says kanasa, it's a penalty. A nafkamina is where one admits that his animal damaged with care because one does not pay a kanas based on his admission. The Gemara concludes that chetzi nezek is a kanas. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because chetzi nezek kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that since the halacha is that chetzi nezek is a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage and we do not collect in Bavel. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we don't take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him. Daf Tezayin. So the simur Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, acrobat, large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. When the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus HaRabim and destroyed them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether an animal is mu'ud to squat on jugs and if there's enough kamina between large and small jugs. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus HaRabim and destroyed them to avoid the lion who is seizing animals to eat them, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Ari b'Rishus HaRabim, where a lion attacks an animal, in Rishus HaRabim, daras v'achol pater, if it seized it and ate it while it was alive, its owner is exempt, tarfa, achol chayv. But if it tore the animal to death and then ate it, he's chayv. Since it's normal for a lion to seize and devour its prey alive, it's the equivalent of an animal eating produce, which is exempt as shein in Rishus of Rabbim. Tearing the prey to death first is unusual for a lion, and is classified as karen and is chayv half damages in Rishus of Rabbim. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus of Rabbim and destroyed them, to avoid the lion who was seizing animals to eat them, the acrobat saved the ox by dropping the Ma'bein Tam Lemuad sign on top of the lion, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ma'bein Tam Lemuad, what's the difference between the laws of a Tam and a Muad? Ella, Sha'atam Misham Chatsi Nezek Magufa, only that regarding a Tam, one pays half damages from the animal's body, meaning the payment is limited to the value of the damaging animal. Muad Misham Nezek Shalom Mina Aliyah, whereas regarding a Muad, one pays full damages from the Aliyah, even if it exceeds his animal's value. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff to discuss what one is chayv for when a lion eats his prey, and the nafka mina in how he kills and eats it? That's on duff. Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss who is chayv in a case of someone dropping kalim from a roof and another person smashing them on the way down? That's on duff. Yidzayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff to discuss whether one is chayv for damages of shein and regel in Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik? That's on duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that in unusual cases in Babel, such as a cat eating large chickens, those cases can be tried in Eretz Yisrael where the Dayanim have smicha? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss what the difference is between a Tam and a Muad? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you malchok is if Chetzi Nezik is Mamon or Knas? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have machokas if Tzoros pays half or full damages? In one case being that of a hog kicking pebbles and damaging. That's on duff. Yidzayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn about Shum Kesev? The damages are assessed on a monetary basis. That's on duff. Yidalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have three different interpretations of what Nochasim Miuchadim means? That's on duff. Yud Gimel. Good. And number 10, which of the one that whoever is Osik in Torah learning and Gmilas Chasadim is Zochel and Nachlas Shnei Shvatim merits the inheritance of two Shvatim, Yosef and Yisachar? That's on Dav. Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.